Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everyone to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam and I'll be your host for today. Today we are looking at a video called Bringing Back Cakes of Dessert Past. So this video is about this woman that has been taking cakes from the past, cakes that they used to sell at, famous restaurants or bakeries, cakes that people of her generation used to eat when they were kids, that are no longer available. So she has gone back and found these old recipes and found the menus and is now making these cakes again. So she has brought these cakes back from the dead, which is kind of a cool thing to do. You never really think about, any kind of food or anything like that going extinct. Of course, that happens with animals or, natural living things, but it was kind of an interesting concept to bring back. It's kind of like a tradition. But anyway, this video is pretty cool and it has some tasty looking cakes in it. So if you're interested, you should check it out. And over here, we're going to get over to our challenge for today. I put myself through this process of resurrecting desserts because I truly feel that a good dessert can change the course of your day. So I'll read that one more time. I put myself through this process of resurrecting desserts because I truly feel that a good dessert can change the course of your day. So, in other words, that means that I did this, I went through this process of remaking desserts. So I did this because I feel that a good dessert, something really sweet, really delicious, can put you in a good mood and, make your day feel better. That's what that means. Change the course of your day means, maybe you were having a bad day and you had a bad morning. Maybe you had a stressful meeting or who knows. But then you have some tasty cake and you're happy. That's what that means. Change the course of your day. So now let's get on to our vocabulary for today. So our first word is process. Process. And this word, first in the video, she says, I put myself through this process of resurrecting desserts because I truly feel blah, 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 blah. So process here means the series of steps, right? So the process means from the start to the beginning, and all the things in between. That is the process. Through this, through this path, through this procedure. That's a process. And for the word process, it's one of those words that people always pronounce a little bit differently, depending on where you're from, but also just based on your personal preference. I think some people even say both. So you will hear people say process, and you will also hear people say process. Either one is totally acceptable. They are both correct, and they are both very common. So don't worry too much if you hear someone say, it's not process, it's process, or it's not process, it's process. Or if you usually say one and you heard the other, either one is totally fine. I personally say process. I think at least maybe sometimes I say process, but usually I say process. Our next word is processed, so that's the past tense, or the adjective for something that has been through processing. So processed, you often talk about food when you use this word. So for example, you can say processed meat, or just talking about processed foods in general, right? Processed whatever, cheese or processed cereal, anything like that, something that has been through a factory. Has been processed. So for example, you could say processed foods are typically higher in salt. And I'm pretty sure that's actually true, not just an example sentence. But yeah, don't eat too many processed foods. It's not good for you. Next we have resurrect, revive, and revitalize. Resurrect, revive, and revitalize. So the word resurrect, this can be literal, it can be metaphorical. The word resurrect, in its literal form, means to bring something back from the dead, right? For example, you can say, the vampire was resurrected from the dead. Let's say, I don't know, the vampire died in some movie or a story, and then they used some magic powder or potion or something and brought the vampire back from the dead. He was dead, and now he's alive. You could say that you resurrected him. Of course, in the video, it is not literal because cakes can't die because cakes were never alive, at least most cakes. So when she says resurrecting desserts, she's saying bringing back these cakes that people aren't making anymore. So it's kind of like bringing them back from the dead. Next, we have revive and revitalize. So revive has the same meaning as resurrect. It's also to bring something back from the dead. The example that I thought of for this one is in video games. This is pretty common. So for example, if you play Fortnite, that is a game that is very popular these days, people playing it on their phones and on the computer and everywhere. When someone is like knocked out or kind of dead or whatever, I guess they're not technically dead in the game, but anyway, when you go and you save them, you know, they're kind of laying down and you bring them back, that's usually called reviving someone. So yeah, that's also a common usage, or a common word for bringing someone back from the dead. Revive. And finally, we have revitalize. Revitalize. So to revitalize something also means to bring it back from the dead, but more often it kind of means to give something new life, maybe to give it a new appearance or a new kind of perspective, change the way people see something, or, you know, just give something a refresh kind of, you know? So for example, you could say something like, you know, revitalizing a show, revitalizing a routine, revitalizing a product line. Let's say, you know, Apple put out 5 new colors of the iPhone because they wanted to revitalize their iPhone product line. Something like that, right? It gives it sort of a new life, new personality. That's to revitalize something. Finally, we have dessert, desert, and deserted. So these first two, I think many people get confused with the pronunciation because one has two S's and one has one S. So you'd probably think one is dessert and the other is dessert or something like that. But no. So the first one, dessert. Dessert is the meal, I guess. It's a meal, the food we have after dinner. That's dessert. Usually sweet. So cake or ice cream or pie or chocolate or fruit, those things are usually dessert. At least that's like a pretty common thing in North America. Those would be, I think, the most common desserts. You could say chocolate cake is my favorite kind of dessert. And like I said with the pronunciation, yeah, the double S is actually just pronounced like a Z or a Z. By the way, in the US, they say Z, or no, they say Z for the last letter in the alphabet, but in Canada, we say Z, X, Y, Z. Anyway, so yeah, the double S is pronounced like a Z or like a Z, so dessert. And for the word desert, so that's our next word, desert. The desert is that place with tons of sand and cactuses or cacti, and, you know, snakes and whatever. The place where it's very dry. So you could say it hardly ever rains in the desert. So as you'll notice, the difference between dessert and desert is actually just the sound of the E before the S or the S's. So for the food, it's dessert, sort of an sound, dessert, dessert. And for the place, with all the sand and the cacti and snakes and, you know, all that stuff, where it's really hot and dry, That's called the desert. That's an sound, desert. So dessert and desert. And finally, we have deserted. Deserted. So to desert something. So this is going to be confusing because it's not deserted, like the desert. But to desert something, that's a verb, is to leave something, to abandon something. So we often refer to something as being deserted. The most common example that I can think of is when talking about a deserted island. So what is a deserted island? A deserted island is a place, or it's an island that has been deserted, meaning that there now is nothing there. There is no one there. It's just an island with nothing there. Maybe there's some things or some junk or something, but there's no people. So we always like to, you know, ask questions like, if you were stranded on a deserted island and you only had one wish, what would it be? Or something like that. Or, you know, if you were on a deserted island for 1 year and you could only pick one book or one movie or something like that, what would you pick? My dad actually loves asking questions like that. He likes to ask people, if you were on a deserted island and you could only pick one book, one movie, one meal, and one album, what would they be? You know what? Let's make that our question of the day. I'll repeat that at the end. But anyway, my point is people always ask about deserted islands. But don't get this confused because many native speakers get this confused and say a desert island. But a desert island is kind of a paradox because deserts are usually very far from water. And islands, of course, can't be far from water. Anyway, but you'll often hear people, even native speakers, saying desert island, but the correct, what they actually mean is a deserted island. Anyway, that is all we have for our vocabulary today. So I'm going to read our challenge one more time and we'll wrap it up. I put myself through this process of resurrecting desserts because I truly feel that a good dessert can change the course of your day. If you checked out this video, let us know down in the comments what you thought of this video. I thought a lot of these cakes look really good, especially that coffee crunch one. I think it was called coffee crunch. That one looks really good. And our question of the day is my dad's favorite question. If you were stranded on a deserted island and you could only pick one movie, one album, one book, and one meal for an entire year, what would it be? So that means you can only read one book, you can only listen to one album, right? Like one CD, one meal, so one kind of food, like you have like unlimited amount of that food, and one book. I don't know what I would pick, actually. I think last time I answered this question, I said, I think I always try to cheat with this question. You know, like one meal, I never want to pick, you know, just like chicken or something, or just a pizza, because you get so bored of that. I think I said a salad with lots of different things so that I could somehow, so sometimes I could choose to eat parts of it and not the other parts, but that's kind of cheating. And I think my book was a dictionary, and then I think my movie, I can't remember what movie I picked. Anyway, something like that. So let me know, what are your answers to this question? It's kind of a fun one. I'm curious to see what you all think. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Thank you all one final time for listening to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And that is all we have for today. That's it. Thank you. I am Sam. Bye.